What's up, everybody? I am Jaspreet Singh, and welcome to the Minority Mindset. The way you launch your business or raise money for your business has changed a lot over the last few years, especially with the growth of crowdfunding platforms like Kickstarter and Indiegogo. This topic is especially close to me because Minority Mindset actually started off as a class on how to run a successful crowdfunding campaign for your business before Minority Mindset became an entrepreneur lifestyle brand. And unfortunately, that class is no longer available because the platform I hosted my class on wasn't doing too good of a job. I launched my Five Water Socks business on Kickstarter a couple years ago, and during my campaign launch, I was scammed by a fake marketing company who made me a bunch of bold promises and gave me 100% money back guarantee. So I gave these guys a lot of money, and then I found out they were a scam, and that's what motivated me to create this class and start the Minority Mindset. We essentially use Kickstarter as a way to pre-sell our socks to our backers. That way we could take the money that we raised to buy inventory. If you backed our campaign, you were able to get a discounted pair of socks starting at $14 a pair, and our goal was to raise $10,000 in 30 days. After the 30 days were up, we actually ended up raising closer to $21,000 through Kickstarter. So it was a pretty successful campaign because we ended up raising more than double what we were asking for, but the most unexpected thing was our biggest benefits were actually a result of our Kickstarter campaign because it brought in so many large wholesale orders which weren't through Kickstarter. And then, because of all the international press we were receiving, our products were picked up by stores all around the world in places like China, Puerto Rico, Japan, the United Kingdom, and Canada. So here are five things I recommend for a successful crowdfunding campaign. First, plan ahead. The further ahead you plan, the better chance you have to hit and exceed your goal, and I recommend you start planning for your launch at least 3 months in advance. Now, I know this might come as a shock to some people, but running a successful crowdfunding campaign does not come down to the campaign itself. It comes down to everything you do before the campaign even starts. Some of the most successful campaigns are planned a year or more in advance. Number two, as you prepare for your campaign, you need to build your brand's following. A big misconception about crowdfunding campaigns is once you build and launch a campaign, backers will magically come. If you've watched my business videos or read my ebook on how to start a business, you know I think this is horrible advice. And if you haven't read my ebook on how to start or grow a profitable business, you can read the ebook for free on my website by clicking this link right here or by clicking the link in the caption. You need to bring in the first wave of backers for your campaign. If you don't have that, your campaign will be a flop. The way we did this was by starting an Instagram page for Five Water Socks, and then we grew our following by engaging with customers and our company's target audience. I know what you might be thinking, Instagram, really? Well, Instagram is one of the fastest ways to get rapid organic growth for your business right now. Essentially, we would like and comment on pictures and follow people who are already following running and fitness pages because this was our target market. When we did this, these users would get a notification that we engage with them, and then they would hopefully come and check out our page. We would spend a couple hours a day doing this. It was a super tedious task, but it worked. We grew to over 10,000 Instagram followers in just a few months. Then I realized you can automate this entire process. I'll link to software in the comments below. They will do all of this, and they can optimize your growth based on your needs. And the best part about this Instagram automation is that it's running 24 hours a day, so you can focus on better things. And again, if you want to learn more about it, I got a link to it in the caption below. Number three, as you build your social presence, you need to grow your customer list before you launch. As you grow and build excitement on social media about your new product or your campaign launch, you want to get the emails of people that are ready to support you right now because they might forget later on. You need to get their email because email is a direct way to communicate with your future customers and backers. Look, you don't own your social media followers. So even if you have a big Instagram following, not everybody's gonna see your post because that's just the way the algorithm works. But when you get someone's email, you can email that person and you know it's gonna go directly into their inbox as long as you're not spamming them when they put you in the spam folder or all that other stuff. So we would tell our Instagram followers that if they did not wanna miss our early bird specials, they can go to our opt-in page and give us their email address and then we'd notify them when we launch. You can give your followers other incentives too, maybe free shipping on a future order or a free product, just something to incentivize them to give you their email. This was how we had our early success in our campaign. We built up a pretty decent sized email list of people who were interested in our product from Instagram, and then as soon as we launched, we emailed it out to our email subscribers and we posted it on social media. And just 40 hours after our launch, we hit our goal of $10,000. But again, this was because of all the work that we put in beforehand. Your first wave of supporters are gonna be your customers. When you're building your email list, you wanna use an email software that's gonna allow you to do three things. One, build professional opt-in pages and landing pages. 2, create and schedule automated emails, and 3, send out manual broadcast emails. I'd recommend using AWeber. It is something that I use in some of my businesses. It has everything you need and is pretty inexpensive. I'll put a link to where you can learn more and check out the free trial in the caption below, and you can see all the services that they have to offer. With AWeber, you can set up an automated thank you message, and then you can pre-write emails getting people excited for your launch, and then AWeber will send them out on the days you schedule them. So you can write emails today and then have them scheduled to be sent out the day before your campaign, the day of your campaign, and then even throughout your campaign, that way you don't have to worry about manually sending these emails. Again, if you want to learn more about all the services, check it out. The link is in the caption below. Number 4, you need to have your campaign logistics in order. For starters, that means you have to have a campaign video. Please don't just rely on a picture. Your video needs to be interactive and engaging. When you're creating your script, talk about the pains that your backers have and the benefits that they'll get from supporting your campaign. Don't just talk about how hard you worked to create the product. Tell us the value that we will get. You should have a low tier backing option between $1 and $5 for people that want to support but don't want to put in that much money. And you should have some limited early bird specials to incentivize people to back your campaign earlier rather than later. You'll see why this is important in the next step. The best time to launch your campaign is on a Tuesday or Wednesday morning, and you do not want to end your campaign on a weekend because weekends tend to have the lowest traffic. And finally, make sure your campaign page is clean and easy to read. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen such messy campaign pages. Don't do that. And number 5, hit the press. Your first wave of backers are going to be your customers and your followers. Your second wave of backers are going to come from blogs and media outlets that write about you. So before you launch your campaign, you want to create a list of blogs and media outlets that you're going to want to contact and pitch your story to. Here's the thing. People like to support things that are already successful. So if somebody sees a campaign that's 200% funded and another one that's 20% funded, they'll be more likely to support the one that's 200% funded. Bloggers and journalists are the same way. They want to write about things that are already popular and successful. Again, this is why it's super important to have a social media presence and an email list before you launch. That way you can have a strong beginning. Then you can email these journalists and say, we've only been live for a couple of days and we're already super popular. I think we're going to be super successful, so you may want to check us out and write a story on us. Your campaign success is going to hinge on the work you put in before the campaign even starts. And if you haven't read our ebook on how to start or grow a profitable business, the link is in the caption below. What's up, everybody? If you enjoyed the video, hit that thumbs up button and put your Instagram handle or your campaign link in the comments below. That way we can all support other entrepreneurs. Don't miss our new videos on entrepreneurship, business, and money every single week. So hit that subscribe button or hit this button right here, even if you're on your phone. Follow me on Snapchat and follow us on Instagram over here. And check out some of our latest videos by clicking these buttons below. And as always, keep hustling.